Former president of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Gordon Steele, is of the view that while the trade unions in Barbados do a good job of getting their information out, the same cannot be said for his and other associations in the country. He says that as a consequence, there's a lack of information and what he calls false information in circulation. And he points to the BEST program as a case in point.
I went to several meetings where government and the unions referred to the subsidies that the BEST program was giving to the hotels. That is nothing could be further from the truth. There's no subsidies. These are loans that are going to simply add more debt to hotels on the basis that they employ people that they cannot afford to employ at this particular time in terms of the numbers of people. And even the very setup with regards to the pay, you'll remember that the National Insurance was paying 60% of their insurable wages. But these loans, and that's what they are because they have to be secured on preference shares. These loans are to pay 80% so the hoteliers are being asked to pay 20% more than what the National Insurance was asked to pay. And so, as far as I'm concerned, that information has not made it to the public and needs to be. It is not a subsidy. It is not free money. And there are a lot of other conditions attached with regards to the preference shares being convertible to ordinary shares, about interest rate that has to be paid if you don't pay it by a certain time, and on and on and on. So some hotels have had to take up the BEST program, but there's a lot of hotels, the vast majority of hotels, have not taken up the BEST program, to the best of my knowledge. Now, the lack of information that occurs in Barbados on the hotel sector, the problem comes down to people like me and other owners who have not taken interest in getting that information out there that we should have. And that didn't start with COVID. I'm talking about 10 years ago, you started to see that the Hotel and Tourism Association, that a lot of the owners were not, or the bigger owners were not taking part. And so the problem started there. For example, I talked to a lot of agents that don't understand that, in our case and in many cases, 75 or 78% of my business and our business comes to us from the online operators like Expedia and the tour operators like Virgin Holidays and British Airways Holidays and so on and so forth. We have to pay 25% of our rate, of our room rate, 25% off the top to those tour operators. And we would love to get out from under it. All of us are trying our best to get more and more direct business, but it's very difficult. So there goes 25%. We then have, of the remaining amount, 10% goes as service charge to the staff, which is wonderful. That's great. I'm happy that that happens. But the fact of the matter is that all of that is not being acknowledged. And that 10% is better than what many, many investors can get off of their investment. So it's a guaranteed 10% of gross after the payments to the tour operators. So this crying that I'm hearing all the time, listen, I am the first person to tell you that we have to find ways to look after people who have run out of unemployment insurance and who have either not got much in the way of severance or they haven't got any severance at all because they may have been employed for less than 2 years. But the fact of the matter is that that's something the government has to deal with. And this thing about putting all of the blame on everything onto employers is nonsense. We have a two-legged stool, not a three-legged stool. We have a two-legged stool. We have the capital and we have the labor. And those two legs are holding up a stool on the top, which is called government and civil service. We have too large a government. We have too many civil servants, and that money that we are having that then makes the package prices, the taxes on the hotels makes the package prices uncompetitive. Here is a question for you. If the hotel industry in Barbados is as profitable as people say it is, why did they have to go and give away the shop to a recent, well, fair, not that recent, investor in Barbados?
That question from hotelier Gordon Seal. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.